people, I would say for most people, there's a matzav of mitzvah in that situation. You have rain coming down on a level that it's going to be a tisrach hamikvah, that it's going to ruin the food. And Chazal gave a standard, Michael, a tavshil of greasing, a barley soup. But there's an amount of rain that's falling in is that it's going to ruin the barley soup. Halacha is that a person is potter from Yeshiva's Sukkah. The way we explain that halacha, that it's a halacha not dependent on the specific person, whether or not he's mitzdayer or not. And the reason why I said it's meduyik that we parsh this in the sugya, that the Mishnah gives a shiur stam, and I explained that that's the halacha, that a sukkah that's not rowing. Maskana we came out with in the second shiur that I gave on it, that a sukkah that's not rowing for a yeshiva of someone to eat a tavshil without the tavshil getting ruined, it's lacking in its shem dira. And that comes lacking in the shem dira, a person is potter from sitting in such a sukkah. Now, I want to bring another siyata to that havana. And it could be this havana, it might could be totally in this machlokes. The Torah paskens that that halacha, that a person, that the shoes of Tisrach HaMikvah is the sheer zman, the sheer of level of mitzvah. That a person is potter from sukkah, says the Torah, that's only if he has in front of him that mikveh. And he's mitzvah because his barley soup is going to get ruined. Comes the Bach, the Bis Yosef, and most poskim, they're choylik on the Torah. And they paskin that it's even if someone who does not have a tafshil shem mikveh. And that's the way the Ramo paskins. And that's the main mahalach of the Bais Yosef, of the Bach, and of the Achrayim. They bring mefurish, the one who says this mefurish is Rabbeinu Peretz. That even if a person does not have a tafshil shem mikveh lefona. Lechura, that's the strongest raya to the Yisod, that the halacha is vayter, halacha of diurim, that a sukkah that's not rowing, that a person will be mitzvah with his tavshish and mikveh, if he'll have a tavshish and mikveh, then he's potter from sitting in such a sukkah because it's lacking in its shendira, because it doesn't have a shendira's arai, because it can't be dark over there, because it can't have over there a tavshish and mikveh because it's boring. Maybe the Torah went differently, but at least in Rabbeinu Peretz, in another poskim, who paskin like the Rabbeinu Peretz, I think it's a very clear havana that that's the havana of the shiur zman of Tisrach HaMikvah, and that's a halacha of the sukkah that objectively is not roi for the shiur, doesn't have a shem sukkah to it. I took this a step further, and I said that this is the source of the halacha of the Mordechai, that all the Rishonim paskin, that a sukkah that's not roi for one aspect of dira is possible for yeshiva sukkah, even for other aspects of dira. And that's the case that he gives a sukkah that's not ro'i to be yoshin shon because of ganovim. A person cannot be mekayim mitzvahs achila in that sukkah even by yoshin when there's no chashash of ganov. No chamon. What's the havon of the Mordechai? The havon of the Mordechai is that a sukkah has to be a mok which is ro'i for dira. If it's lacking in its capability of being roi for dira, of all aspects of the dira of sukkah, then it doesn't have shem dira to it. I think the makor is from, the biggest makor is Hagufa, for the mission of Tisrach HaMikvah. Now that's a ptur of mitzvah, which is objective. And that has to do with the ptur I would view it in the chetz of the sukkah, not in the gavv's personal yeshiva when he sits in sukkah, but rather a sukkah that a person is mitzvah by yeshiva. So it's lacking in its shendiras aray. And the sukkah has to be teshvu kein tadur, and then the halacha of teshvu kein tadur is, but sukkah's teshvu, it has to be a mokum which is roi for yeshiva, kein dira. Now there's another type of mitzvah, which is also where the adaptation came to be, which is subjective to the circumstances or to the specific person. And over here, I'll begin with the strongest extreme first, where it's not shayach to the actual yeshiva and sukkah itself. And that's the halacha, vayitim yisan at chavtes. Tonu rabbono, haya oichel basukkah v'yordu kshoni, v'yorad, he went back home. Someone's eating a suda inside because there was kshomim outside, and therefore he's eating it now inside. He's now in the middle of his suda, and the rain stops. And he could theoretically pick up now and take all his food and go to the sukkah and have his meal in the sukkah. He could open up the shlak, the roof. The sukkah is a dry sukkah, perfect sukkah. If I pick up his whole meal and I shut him out the sukkah, he's able to be mekayimitz for sukkah properly. Elamai. He's in the middle of his meal. He's right now in the middle of his meal. He already began eating the heter at home because it's raining. Halach is ein machich and oisim lamas. He doesn't have to go back to his sukkah. Same halach. Someone's sleeping at home because it was raining outside. I'm saying Gedavka in this case, you know, not to think that Gedavka, if he was in sukkah, went back home. You shouldn't say it's lechol. Cases, he's sleeping at home, middle of the night, and he notices that the noise of the rain has stopped. Halacha is that even if the rain stopped, he's not chayav not to get out of bed, to wake up, and to go to his sukkah. Now, this mitzvah is what? This mitzvah to get to the sukkah. This is also an interpretation came to be. And the havana of this stage became to be is that a person who is in the middle of a meal and his home becomes available to him, he's in the middle of sleeping and his own becomes available to him, he won't pick himself up and stop his meal in a mokum she'inik al-manas to go to his home. He won't be matriach himself that way. He'll finish his meal or he'll wait till al isa shachar. He'll sleep it out. That's also a gather of Teshmi Kain Tadu. Now, over here, the Bir Halacha says, an important halacha, the Shulchan Aruch passed in to Rabbeinu Simcha, to Hagoyes Maimon. The Ramah says as follows: Chalapotu min asukah ve'inu yoytzi mishom, einu mekabel olav schar, ve'inu ele hedyotis. Says the Ramah, someone who's potu from sukah is a mitztar, and he wants to stick to the mitzvah, chovif to him. He's not mekabel schar if he remains in the sukkah. And he doesn't get schar. And it's a maisa hedyot. Says the Bir Halacha, that's only when it's something connected to the chefs of the sukkah. Kosta v'sev b'kir yankiv, nearly the ma'adam ninon she'in el maisa hedyotos in mekabel schar, tzedavke kshepotu b'eis ha-yeshiva. That when he's sitting in the sukkah, he's a mitzdar.
The Kiryankiv
does it too, to Maya. says the person is not chayiv to drink mayim in sukkah. But if he does drink mayim in sukkah, it's meshuvah. And the lumpus of that case, as we explained, the pshat is any maisa achila, even if it's peres, even if it's mayim, that it's shayiv to unyone dira. Even mayim is shayiv to dira. To form a person, it's a certain level of dira that a person does, and therefore, when he does it in sukkah, he's mekabeya himself. He's making the sukkah his mokim of dira. But it's mutter. Why? Because the person sometimes does it outside of his dira. And therefore, it's not an akir b'yodayim if he does it outside of his dira. Zok t'bir alochay. It's the same longness. That if a person wouldn't rush to his home, if he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he notices that his home became available, he won't stop in the middle of the suud and go to his home. He's allowed to finish his suud. But over there, if he is matriach himself and does go into the sukkah, he's not mitzvah based on yeshiva, of course he gets tchar. Because the mice, of course, he'll end up sleeping or eating in sukkah, which is a mice adir, in poshet. Okay. Now, I want to ask the shayla, I'll clear it as a chakira. Ask it as a chakira. What would be the din? There's another form of mitzvah. It's not objective in the chetz of the sukkah that this is a sukkah which now is not roi for dira, and it's not in the gavra to get to the sukkah, but rather what's going to be the din in another form of mitzvah? A person's a mitzvah, the ace, for him sitting in the sukkah now is a mitzvah. There's something, let's speak about even a case where there's, I'll give a case even that's specific to him. Meaning, we saw the Gemara Daf Chavtes, Abaye, that he was sensitive to certain things. Not Abaye, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was too sensitive to the wind. Not to the wind, but to the kismin that were falling because of the wind. And Rabbi Yosef left the sukkah. Abaye asked him, it's not Tishrei HaMikvah. He says, "L'didi kevan d'anina d'aytoy k'mishu Tishrei HaMikvah domini." Which I brought yesterday, basically, two mahalchim, I have to understand that tomorrow. According to the Ran, it's subjective to every single individual in Gans. According to the other mahalch, which is the Tur, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins it, that a person, if it's not subjective to his own yeshiva, but it has to be that for Anine Adas, there's a group of people that they're sensitive to this issue, and they would be makbid on it, and therefore he has a halach of mitzvah. Okay. What would be if he would push himself? If he would push himself and try to sit nochaltz in sukkah? The chefza of the sukkah is a chefza which is, it's right for yeshiva. He himself is a mitzvah over here. Will he get schar if he pushes himself to continue sitting in the sukkah or not? What? You say that not. What's your head, Gidon? Where are you coming from? From the Mashimon Saloshin or from Lomdus, the Svar? But the might, but me, I, the svara, I could suggest and say that I do have a chetz of a dira. I do have a chetz of a dira. Elamai. The mashmos is like only once the time. That over here will also say that the mashmos of the posting, mashmos is, and real life, I just read his mashmos that way. He said, because he's mitzvah of the yeshiva, he's machalik, not between if it's objected to the chetz of the sukkah. Now he says, kol she mitzvah of the yeshiva, so he's not mekabel schar. Mashmal, even if it's subjected to that group of people that this person is part of, he's sensitive to this matzah. To him, it's tzar. Then pshat is, he's lacking in his ma'aseh yeshiva. It's not like Hayah Yoshev and Pasuk Shomer, that over there in the ma'aseh yeshiva itself there's no tzar. Over here, there is tzar in the actual ma'aseh yeshiva. And in this actual ma'aseh yeshiva, he's the ma'aseh, it's not Ke'in Tadurim. He will not be, it's not a derech dira. A person leaves his dira if he's in such a matzah. So pshat is, he's not doing a ma'aseh, in this matzah where he's having this tzar, it's not a ma'aseh diurim. And therefore it's lacking in his tzuras ma'aseh mitzvah. That's the havana, the way it seems to me over here. Mekoyach the deal, that it's mashmal, where the post can bring it, that he's not mekabel schar. I want to learn. Initially, boys asked me, I wasn't sure. No, I said, to me now it's clear from the deal of Losh and the post that where they bring it, it's posted to me that ain't a phenomenon. It's subjective also. And the havana of it is, because in the mice yeshiva itself, it's not derech dealing. He's not doing something which is derech dealing. If it's like Yoshei, Oichel, then in the actual Maisa Dira there's no tzar. Or I would even take it a step further. I would say even if he's a Shomer Ho'ir, who's patrolling, whom Iker Adin is totally gone away from Sukkah, at this man that he's in patrol. Because those Maisa, if he's not going to eat a sandwich on the patrol, pshat is, he would... It's not a mice of uprooting his mocking deer. But if as part of the group of the patrol, there's booths of sukkahs around. And he'll give a dash in, have a seat, 3 minutes while looking around, still patrolling somehow, and he'll eat his sandwich. He's not trying to kill him then. Because the maisa, he is doing a maisa, he's not mitzvah in Shiva, so he's potter because of Teshu came to do it, but it's just like Yoshin Babais, and then he woke up in the middle. Because there's no mitzvah in the actual yeshiva. But where he's a mitzvah in the actual yeshiva, he's lacking in his old surah of maisa dira. Over there, l'chore, he's lacking in his tzur's maisa ha-mitzvah. And over there, he's Dr. Potter, and he's a headier, because he's not doing an actual. What is a headier? He's Mishkan London, it looks from, it looks. It looks good, but it's not. Al pi halacha, he's not being mekayem a mitzvah. It's like someone who has. No examples. Anyway, meaning it looks almost the thing. It's like a person goes to mikveh, but. So he'll be careful in mikveh, but he's afraid to put his head up. So he'll go to mikveh up till his nose. Did he do anything? Nothing. I did 90% of a mikveh. Is it anything? It's garnished. Nishkin mikveh. He didn't go in. He didn't go in. Same thing. It looks like he's being mekayem mitzvah sukkah, but it's not keren todur, and it's not. And that's what the book is referred to it as a hetyot. Now, there's another category where it's something very specifically individual to that specific person. That on that. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we don't say it's tar. We say butler daita. That's a kolobah. That's a chiddush nifra, which the Bir Halacha says that the Ran disagrees on it. The Ran over here by Reyach, he does say that he explains the Gemara of Reyach, rather something very specific to that specific person. That's the way the Bir Halacha is medayek in the Ran, and he says it's mashal to Ran holds that even if it's something unique to a specific person, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not that way. But if it's something which is specific to one specific person, we don't say that it gives him a dimmit star. Let's say he's sitting in the sukkah. I'll give an extreme example, but if Bolalah laid on the cloud, someone sitting in the sukkah, and then a certain person comes into the sukkah that makes him feel very uncomfortable being next to him. It causes him to remember certain episodes, a chveis, whatever it is. This person gives him a certain trauma if he sits next to him. And this person walked into the sukkah. And he's mitzvah to remain in the sukkah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we don't say mitzvah. I, right now, he himself is mitzvah. But we say, but adaitis tzil kaladim. It's something which is only shayach to be objectively, even if it's subjective to this person, but it's not him unique, something specific. And in his being shayach to a group of people who are sensitive, more sensitive to reyach, they're more sensitive to pieces of schach falling down, he's a group of anine daite, as the poskim explain. Then it's shayach to say, mitzvah, that it's lacking in a shendir. But if this specific person is now uncomfortable here, and even if it's on a level that he's so uncomfortable he would have left his own home because of it, it's still not lacking in its ma'asadira. Loshin, the poskim is, say, but the daita it's al kalodom. Because only that is defined as something which is lacking in Kain Tadur. But if it's something specific, unique to him, it's not lacking in Tzuras Maisadir. If he'll eat in Sukkah, when it's uncomfortable for him, because of this other person who gives him memories, whatever it is, it's not lacking in his Maisadir. I who would leave his Dira because of this person, yes, but this Mais is still defined as a Maisadir. And the Bura Aluch learns that the Rav is different. Okay. This is three or four, to be exact, categories of Mitztar. Mitztar, in getting to the Sukkah, but in Etz Mishiv, there's no Tzar. There's Tzar in the Yeshivas HaSukkah, the Etzem. And in that, there's a chiluk between something which is subjective, but it is objective, shy to a group of people at least, and then something which is unique to that specific person. Now we saw Aloha as follows. The Mordechai. Mordechai brought the aloha that the sukkah has to be roi for dira. He brought another point. He said that the old Pchir Mitztar is only someone who initially built the sukkah, which is roi for dira. Im osa mitchil, Ramo brings the Mordechai, im osa mitchil b'mokim she mitztar b'achil b'shdiya b'sheino. No, more than that. That's the second of the Mordechai. I want to bring the first part of the Mordechai. The daf, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Siddaf. The daf, kishibo yatzar b'mikre achar she'osah shama sukkah. Aval eim l'nasi sukkosi l'chatchil b'mokin l'reach l'ruach b'loim l'mitztar. A person can't make a sukkah in a mokin that he's going to be mitztar, and then tie down the mitztar and it's part of himself. In the havon of that, I explain as follows. That once a person is kaveya his dira, and then he's a mitzdayer, then he's not uprooting his kviyus in his dira. When he eats outside of the sukkah, he sleeps outside of the sukkah because of tzar. Because he would do that in his own home. Just like his own home still has shame, mokim, kviyus. It's still considered his mokim dira. Hagam, that he would leave that mokim. Hagam, that he would leave that mokim. Because of a certain tzar that he has, but it still has a shame mokum. So to a person can leave the sukkah, and the sukkah is still considered his dira. Mashenkin is someone who never made himself a dira, who can't leave the sukkah and say and eats out of sukkah and say it's dira. He's chayv in sukkah. That's the halach, and that's what we explain. Now, so someone asked yesterday. Correctly so. Okay, let's say someone did that nice. Someone in Chathila didn't build a good sukkah. And now he's a mitzvah. Is he now chayiv in sukkah? And could he go ahead and make a bracha now, leishiv basukkah, when he sits in sukkah in a matzav of tzar? Because Rebbe, what did you tell me? He said that there's no ptur mitzvah if, unless he was actually built a sukkah in a matzav that belonged to tzar. But let's say he didn't do kahalof, and he built a sukkah b'mokim that he's mitzvah mipnei haganov and he's mitzvah mipnei ereach ra achneis nishvos. He's mitzvah over there. But now, so he'll sit in sukkah in a matzav of tzar, because the Shulchan Aruch says that there's no ptur mitzvah only if it happened afterwards. But could he go ahead and make a bracha? Hare in his surah of the sitting there, it's not a surah of a deer. He's lacking in his tkein toduru. He's yoshiv in a matzav that he wouldn't do in his own deer, because he's in tzar over here. Is the name of he cannot make a bracha on such a thing. What the Shulchan Aruch means that there is no ptur mitzvah. He means that a person has no heter now to go eat inside or to go sleep inside and rely on mitzvah. Rather, he has to go build himself a sukkah in a matzah that he won't be a mitzvah, and in a mokum that he won't be a mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Because there's another halacha. Someone who's keveya oneself in a sukkah, and now in this specific sukkah, irrelevant mikra that is a tzar the yeshivosa, he's not chayv to go build himself an ocha sukkah. This is his mokum kviyas, and he has a kviyas in sukkah. And he's not considered uprooting himself if he leaves the mokum tzar. But if he never made himself a kviyas in a good in a sukkah, he's mokum basikas teish v'shivas yomim, even if it's a shana rab afternoon, and he wasn't a kviyas in sukkah till now, he's mokum to build himself a sukkah and to be kveya his dir in that sukkah. And then he didn't do, because he built the sukkah l'chatchila in a matzah, which is not a good mokum dir. It's not royal deal. He never built himself a sukkah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means with Dafka Shavodah B'Mikra. But of course, this detail of halacha, which we explain, and it's very clear, that when a person is mitzvah b'yeshivosa, he's lacking in the tzuras kiyum ha-mitzvah. That it's a tesh, because it's lacking in teshu came to do, it's not a tzura hadira. And therefore, he can't be mekayim that when mitzvah sukkah, he's not allowed to make a broch on such a yeshiva. That's poshut. But that won't change just because he built a sukkah l'chatchila in such a mokum. L'chatchila, this sukkah is a possible sukkah, it's not a mokum roi l'dira. Posh. And then that's the Mordechai. Mordechai says, if it's not roi l'chatchila for all in yon l'dira, then it's not... Then can't sit through the cloud, we can't make a broch on that sukkah, even if now specifically you could. Because that's objectively lacking in its shim sukkah, okay. But then it's even subjective. If a person in that matzah right now is having tzar in his yeshiva, he can't make a broch on it. If it's subjective to him personally, and he's not shy to a group of people, then according to the Shulchan Aruch, he's allowed to make a broch. Because but we say but ladaitet some kalado. But if it's something which he is shy to group of people on mitzvah, the people on mitzvah with such yeshiva, then of course he's lacking the kain to do. It doesn't make a difference whether they made a sukkah in a mokum in such a mokum or not. Halacha is if he didn't make a good sukkah in a good place, then he's mechuyev to go ahead and build another sukkah. That's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. I think this is a full summary of I feel in Yoni Mitzdar, in the Havon of Mitzdar. Okay, now time, I'm going to go over briefly some other Nekudis in the Sugisagimon. The Gemara says, what's the halacha? The Gemara brings the halacha of achilas arai. That it's mutter to eat achilas arai out of sukkah. The Mishnah, oichel neshoisin aroi chus lesukkah. The next Mishnah, the Mishnah continues. As the Gemara explains, what do you mean? It's a Maiselistor. These are a Shirim, which is Arai. They brought him Shnei Ketoves, they brought him Bishlamayim. They brought Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh just to taste the Tavshil. He didn't even want to taste the Tavshil. He said, I'll taste it in Sukkah. As is the Gemara, in Bala Hachanat V'yachim. That's what the Rambam says, it's Meshubach. It's better to eat it, yes, in Sukkah. It's better to take the cup of water in Sukkah, not outside of Sukkah. Mishnah continues, brings the case of Rav Tzadok, that he ate Chutz LaSukkah. And just because it's Meshubach, and just because it's a good Hanhaga, doesn't mean someone's an avarian if he does differently. It's not like Rav Katina, who the Malach told him that his onish and not wearing a very dull countess and someone didn't hide himself because the Eden Rizche, the more that Rosh Hashiva brought, the Eden Rizche, the person was punished on the fact that he wasn't Mekayim, a king, that he didn't put himself into a matzav of mitzvah. Because over there, once you wear the begadal kantis, he's chidini chayv and tzitzis. And he'll have a chiyuv. This is something that is meshubach if he does it. It's going to be mitzvah to his chiyuv of the sequestration of Shvashkan. But there's not a bit of it if you want. Okay. Now, what's the definition of an achila sarai? So there's the shiur. The Rambam gives the hagdara in Perish of Mishnayos. He says as follows. He says, it's an achila that's not to be mazbiya. It's just to take him away the hunger till he'll eat his meal. Achilas arayushi yoichadod reshir mu'at lo yachshivod of the suuda. He won't consider to be a suuda. Avel acholod litchos ta'avosay, he ate it to push off his hunger. Ad sheyigmor suudosay, till he'll eat his suuda. Acharkach, later. Now, Rav Shulkin had brought a shayla, someone who is not eating mezonos, or is not eating something made out of chamishas milidoba, not eating a yesen with the bits of chamishas milidoba. He's eating a whole meal, a proper meal, out of rice and chicken and steak and meat, the fish, and wine, the fulu. But he's not being kerbeya suda on anything from Chameshis Minidoga. So he brought the Mishkidur Mashma Meker Adi, but he's reported. He brought the Rosh Hashulchan, wanted to say, with Mitzadeh, that this will be high. Benkach, I want to suggest a suggestion, I'm leaving it open for the London to think about. When we get to a bracha of Leishah Basukah, for a person who's not washing, or not eating mini doga, I want to suggest, I think, that there's definitely room the kula on the Ipokot Mishnah Brura for a person to make a Leishah Basukah. in our today. Pishlim, according to the Mahalach of about the Mogul Ahrom, the Mahalach of the Shigalim to Rabbi Natan. A person only makes a relationship with Sukkim on pass as a way of Iker purchase at offer. But if a person will not be having an Iker, if a person, Lahedir, won't be having a meal of Chameshis Mine Dogon, then Be'etzim, everything is Chayv and Broch, and there's room for Broch on everything. So if a person's Lamaisi Din Kaveh is Su'ud, not in something that's gluten, if a trend, past years, many people find that gluten is bad for them, and they try to eat macholim that are not from mini toko. For such a person who won't be having a kvius on the mini toko, it's not shach to eat produce a tof. And it's definitely Magora from the Chayodim's case, which the Moshe Brewer brings. Someone who goes to Sukkot Chaveri and he won't have that kvius, and that kvius yeshiva and achila that he passes to make a bracha. Okay. But I want to suggest that even according to the Taz, if the Taz learns that every single maisa kvius, that every single maisa kvius of pas is a mechayev bracha. And seemingly he learns, when he learns that every single Maisik Kviyus of Pas is Mechayev Brocha, what's the Lomitz? Because he learns that what the Chayev Brocha is only something which otherwise would be also to do outside of Sukkah. And when you do it in Sukkah, Pshat is you're being Mekabeya, and you're doing this Achila, you're Kviyus in Sukkah. And that's the Maisik Mitzvah that you make a Brocha on. Now the Taz himself, but his Moedah, that if someone is fasting, a time is chalon, on chalon moed, yom tov, and he won't be eating in achila, it's teva, he also is moed that he makes a bracha. So if a person is not eating mine dogon, he's trying to avoid gluten, let's say. So klapei gluten, he's betayis. Or I would even suggest, even if it's not so, that he's been trying for health reasons to avoid it. If the mice will be avoiding it, the way his wife prepares his meals is without mini dogma. He won't be having mini dogma. Is he gorah from someone who's yeshiva tainis? He's yeshiva tainis from mini dogma. Now, and I want to go even to an extreme. I want to even suggest, when Rabbi Shulchan said Rabbi Shulchan would be mashma, that maybe it would be also to eat such a meal outside of Sukkot. I want to tell you, even if it would be mutter to eat such a meal outside of Sukkot. It's a shvekah maybe to appreciate that in the Taz. But even if someone would be allowed to eat a meal of potatoes and chicken and meat outside of Sukkot. But if this is his meal, and he's lehed to be kaveh in Sukkot, and he is not eating another meal, klapei mine dogon mitbetaynis, I want to suggest that he should fall into the category of someone who's yeshiva betaynis, and he should make on whatever to him is his kviyus. Suggestion. I'll appreciate to get feedback from the oilam their day on it. Just mention another nekuda. Just in the shakel time of the sugi here. There's two malachim in the sugi, one's the son of Shema. The first malach of the Gemara is that Shema's Ara is also. One thing is important, Shema's Ara is also outside of the sugi. There's 2 days why. Either because we hoishish of Shema Yimoshe, but per se, Shema's Ara is not considered a kviyus. And the Gemara is medamed to tefillin, that in this stage, of the Gemara, there's definitely such a malach in Gemara. Shenas Ara is mutter and tefillin, and it's only Shenas Keva which is also. And this mahalach holds that it's Shenas Ara. There's no din of Shema Yimoshe. The Gemara falls off of it, and she's all Rava holds that no, the Shenas Ara itself has a full teres kviyus. that Shinas Arai, because if Adam rests up and he feels enough, sometimes it's enough for a person to get a mashal of sleep, that short Shinas Arai is enough to refresh someone. People drive frequently and they get exhausted during driving. You know that sometimes pulling off to the side of the road and they allow themselves to doze off for even a short amount of time is enough to help them to stay awake afterwards and to be able to be properly alert on the road. It's more practical. Sometimes it's hard to think of, you allow yourself to doze off for a short amount of time. It's washing of the medrash and gracious on the pasuk by Avikim's Kalash Yosef in a Toiv Ma'oi. Toiv Ma'oi, one of the medrash of the gives a list, one of them is Shena. Adam Yoshin Kima, Vadoi Mitera Harbe. Sometimes sleep, a mashal of sleep, is enough to give a person a refreshment. Halacha l'maisa, what's the amount of sleep which is also was considered Shena Sarai? Tony Rav by Yecheski, Kedei Hiluch Meyo Amo. Kedei Hiluch Meyo Amo is that's the shear of Arai. Less than that is not Shena Sarai. Sometimes when a person is exhausted, his eyes begin blinking a little longer, and he catches himself. There's a 5 second sleep. 5 second sleep is not a Shenas Arai. How much is a Shenas Arai? Kidei Hiluch Meya Amo. How much is that in seconds? Anyone make the cheshbon? Two. How do you know if a baby? The shear is 2,000 amas. Today, with 2,000 amas, it's machlokes rishonim, whether it's 18 or 22 and a half or 24, based on the sugya and psach, and for those of you who are in my shear and brachas, we discussed this briefly. But ben gach or ben gach, halacha, the mainstream sheet is that kedei hiluch 2,000 amas is 18 minutes. And that's where 18 minutes matzis comes, that we're makbid from when the water hits the flower. That after 18 minutes it's machanitz, because chimutz is telling kedei hiluch mil. That's the 18 minutes. Rabbi Mutan's money, which is kedei shiudalin mil, the minute is we're like 72, because that's 4 times 18. Kedei hiluch 2,000 amas is 18 minutes. That makes kedei hiluch meyo amo 56 seconds. That's the shir shena sarai. That less than that, mutter outside of sukkah, for 56 seconds of shena is really considered shena sarai. That's also for the sukkah.